We are learning Maseches Beis Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Lamed Gimel Amud Beis from the two dots on the bottom. It said in the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah was, Ve'im Lavnim Es Hara'ofim. You can't heat up the tiles in order to cook on these tiles on Yontif. And we're not sure why, so we have to see the Gemara, two reasons why. Dr. Gemara, Mike Ovid, what are you doing wrong? He's heating up a tile in order to cook something, then what's the problem? Amud Rab Baruchan, Amud Yechron, Hocha Baruchim Chadosh Maskinim. We're talking about brand new tiles. They're made out of cheras, made out of earthenware. Replace your charach lebatkam. That we're worried that the first time you use it, it might not be strong enough, and the first time you use it to cook on it, it might crack. And if it cracks, it turned out you did this whole thing shloi letzarich. So therefore, since we're not sure it's going to work out, therefore you shouldn't use a brand new tile to bake on it on yontif because it might crack. The amri law, and some say a different reason. Replace your charach lechasman. Others say a different reason. Because the way you make these tiles is by putting it into kivshon, make it hard. And the first time you use it, it gets stronger also. So the reason why you now use the first time you yontif is because you're fixing it, because it's making it into a kli. So two pshatim. Either pshat is you have to be choshesh, maybe it's in a crack, and then you did a shloi letzarich. The second pshat is because you're making it stronger. Now, the what?
Because you're making
it stronger. It's a kli. It's called matzarif. You have an idea by a metal kli called matzarif. So it's not really Yachin Nefesh. So the kash is that what happened to Machshir Yachin Nefesh? I was going to speak this out that what happened to Machshir Yachin Nefesh? The Yehuda holds, and we pass like that to a certain extent, that Machshir Yachin Nefesh Mutan Yontav. It says that if a Shpud breaks, a lot of fix the Shpud. So why should it be any different? So the Ran, yes, this you could have done every Yontav. You could have fixed it every Yontav. That's correct. But let's say you can't. So you can't do it, then you could do it. Let's say you couldn't do it for Yontav. It just fixed it up for Yontav. So the Ran talks about it in a few places, and the Ran says a big aside that even if you're machshir yachin nefesh mutter, you can't make it into a keli. You can't make a keli into on Yontav. It says miu moider of Yehuda v'reisha the apikav the shari machshirim basias kli miya aser basias kli aser. And he explains it earlier on in the third parak. He explains it, and he says, "V'kimon shekain e'ef shelahate machshirim yosim ezev cholshu oisakli hadava barer shimelocha anasis yomim harbe." Since it's something that you usually do for yomim harbe, it's not just for yontiv; it's made for the future. Therefore, asiyas kli is also even for machshir yachin nefesh. That the Ran explains, and therefore, it doesn't help you to have the machshir yachin nefesh. But there's two reasons, Maisa. You have to remember there's two reasons to get next Gemara. One reason is because it might crack, and therefore you might not be doing it shloi tzarech. You'll be doing it shloi tzarech. And the second reason is because you are fixing the keli. Tanan also went to the Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin. This Mishnah has to do with treifas. The halacha is that a treifa, which is an animal that has some kind of mum, some kind of wound or sickness, that if it's not going to live for a year, then it's called a treifa. Even if you shecht it, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the halacha of a treifa. Now, there's another treifa called risuk atzamos, risuk evarim, that if the bones get crushed, so then also that's a treifa, simon treifas. But there you have a special halacha, that within, if it lives 24 hours after this accident, so then it's a raya, didn't have any risuk avarim. Zoktamish, there's a mishnah like this. Darsa, if someone stepped on it, the animal stepped on this bird, or a person stepped on this bird, oishish tarfa bekaisel, or someone threw the bird against the wall, oishish ratsa, Bahema or Bahema stepped on it. So Darsa, the first Darsa is a person stepped on it, or the person slammed it against the wall, or a Bahema stepped on it. Umifarcheses, and it's still alive. It actually didn't stand up, it's still alive. Veshasam aislays, and it lived 24 hours. Veshachte, shechted, it's kasher. It's kosher. It doesn't have the simon treifas of risuk evarim. Why? Because it lived 24 hours. Like Rashi says at the end of their maschil, Om Rav Elazar, the kimluhu l'rabbanam esinai, the risuk avarim ein echay meisleis. A behemoth that has risuk avarim does not live 24 hours. Avashar mina treifa chay kol shnei mazachayish. All the treifas live 12 months. But kaponim, here we're saying that if you saw it got this wound, this accident of risuk avarim, lives 24 hours, it is kosher.
It's even with the regular animal, it's only with
the oif. It's all animals. So all animals. The halacha is that it's a halacha machina, it's 24 hours. So Amar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yanush, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tignos, but still, tzricha b'dika. The halacha is usually when you shech the animal or a bird, you don't need b'dika. We're not to be b'dik like Rashi speaks out because we do extra credit. But really, you don't have to be baidik. You go as a roiv. The roiv behemoths are not treifas. You don't have to be baidik of behemoth. But here, you do have to be baidik. Why do you have to be baidik over here? Because since it went through this violent maisa over here, so therefore we have to have it be checked out even after shechita. Maybe something else happened to it. Maybe you got a punctured lung, whatever it is. Therefore, you have to check it after shechita. That's the halacha in Hilchos Treifas. You have this bird that got crushed. It lived 24 hours. You know there's no risik avarim. Now, are you allowed to shecht it? What's the shaila? Because you have to check it afterwards. Maybe it's not going to be good. So are you worried that maybe it'll be a treif and you shecht it for nothing? So boyi, are you worried about that it has some kind of treifas and therefore you shecht it for nothing? Do you assume that there's something wrong with the animal, especially after it went through this accident? So shaila is, are you machzikin reis or not?
Doesn't make sense.
No, doesn't mean that. Are you choishes for reis? Doesn't mean machzikin. It means are you choishes for reis or not? Choishes for ism halacha or not? On Malay, so the answer, Tanina. We just learned it in our Mishnah, Mestechus Beya. It says in our Mishnah, Eim elab mesarofim litzis behem. You don't warm up tiles to roast on it. Why not? Avinu v'maykav, what are you doing wrong? Talking about new tiles. Because you have to be boidik it to see if it's in a crack. So what do you see? You're worried that you're not going to let him bake on this because it might crack. So here also, you shouldn't let him shecht it. It might be a treifa. On Malay, he says, no, I don't learn that pshat, I learn the second pshat. There's no chshash mishav vodkan. Here the problem is because it's tikkun kli. That's my pshat. That's how I learn the Mishnah. I don't learn the Mishnah because machlin reisa. I learn a different way. At kana gemara. The gemara will continue all the things. Also, the tikkun kli will come back to this gemara. But just to speak out of Mardchai over here, the Mardchai is an interesting Mardchai. It says someone who learns mila should not do his first mila on Shabbos or Yontif. He should not do his first mila on Shabbos. Why not? Because maybe he's not going to do a good and. It's the come out. It came to Issa Shabbos and it caught too much. Whatever it is, if it comes to Issa Shabbos, so this it comes into this sugya that you see from here that sometimes machzikin reis. So you have to know when you do it or not. But you see the idea if machzikin reis means sometimes you never did it the first time. You have to be worried. Maybe it won't come out good or come out to a Issa Shabbos or Issa Yontif. Tanya learned in a brayza. Echad maybe is a or the echad maybe is a etzim. Let's say we have here, we're going to have a bunch of people who cooked together, and we're going to say every single person has a chiv de araisa of Shabbos. Echad mevis or one person brings the fire, and Rashi explains when you bring fire, so you're walking very quickly, so the wind blows the coals, and that alone is called havara. Echad mevis or the echad mevis eitzim, another person brings the wood and throws the wood into the fire, so he's also doing a havara. The echad shayfis as a kedera, the other person puts the kedera on. We'll see which issa that is. The echad maybe is samayim. Another one brings the water. He's doing bishul. It's on the fire already. He puts in water. He's cooking water. The echad maybe is a tavlin. Another person puts in tavlin. He's doing also issa Shabbos. The echad maybe someone mixes. Mixes also issa the araisa of Shabbos because you make kir bishul. You're making it cook quicker. That means if on Shabbos kodesh you put up a chalent that's not fully cooked before Shabbos. And you open up the cover and you close it back up. It's over issa deraisa Shabbos because kirev b'shula. That's halacha. Okay, if it's after ma'achav b'nasoy, it's halacha to show him deraisa now. But if it's before ma'achav b'nasoy, the kuli amma, it's issa deraisa to open up your chalent pan and close it back up because kirev b'shula or to mix it after Shabbos. Therefore, that's why already Rav Henkin already established the takana that you should always make sure you cook, even putting on a blech, you should always make sure your food is fully cooked before Shabbos. Akapanim. The halacha is that even if you make this, kulam chayavim, they're all chayav for Shabbos. You have the ar, the eitzim, that's al tzmahavara. You have mayim, tavlin, and megis, or habishal. So if it's there, we're not sure. Baal kaponim, that says kulam chayav, all chayav. Freitim arkash, vatanya, it says in the price of achren chayav. Only the last one is chayav, kulam tum, everyone else is potter. Loikasha, ha the icy ar miyakara. If you bring fire by beginning, so then everyone's chayav. Ha the icy ar lebesoiv, if you bring all these things first, Eitzim and Mayim and Tavlin and the pot, and then at the end they bring the fire. So of course only the last one's chayiv because the first five people did nothing. They didn't do anything. So only then, the last one is chayim. So that's the answer to the theory. Now the Gemara explains what's behind the brisa. Bishlam ekulu ka'av demaisa. We understand all of them did an iser havaro, iser bishul. But the person who put the pot on, El Shefis is a kedera, Mikov, what did he do? Putting the kedera on top of this fire with any food in it, what exactly did he do wrong? Which issa is that? Here we're talking about a brand new kedera, it's talking about made out of earthenware, and you put it on the fire, so therefore you strengthen it, and just like libun ro'ofen, we said that if you the second pshat, that if you put a brand new tile on the fire, it's making it hard, it's taking kli. Here also, it's taking kli on the kedera. Now, it's a very interesting Rashi, yeah? Rashi is the third in-between wide line. There's only three of those. The third one is, the gzera that we said, that you're not allowed to cook a rough from otu this, it sounds like Rashi, it's like a gzera. So it's a peloch, or it says in this price of the chayom, it's the raisa. The Rosh actually speaks that clearly. When the Rosh brings this down, he says clearly that's chayiv the raisa. The Rosh brings that. Rosh says v'hainu mishum chisum de'ika chiyev chatas shemakav apatash. Here Rosh says gzera. So the Rosh Yosef asks kasha. The Ginzi Yosef talks about it. You have to say Rosh lav davka. But upon him, there's a chiyev of putting the kedera onto the fire. Tana abonim. Tanu v'kirayim chadoshim harehein kechol ha'kelim hanetolim v'chotzim. The Tana. V'kirayim chadosh. I've already said Rashi lav dafka. Rashi not lav dafka. There's tuts into Rashi. Some say Rashi still went makas and maridus. There's different ways to answer Rashi. Rashi may still want Shabbos is worse than Yontif. In the Ginzi Yosef. Yeah. Tana Rabbana. Tana v'kirayim chadosh. You have your brand new Tana v'kirayim. You never baked in it yet. Harayin k'chol ha'kelim atolim v'chotza. First of all, they have a din keli. And then nitol l'tzarech gufoy u'mekoyma. You let them move it if you need the space or you need the keli. Like every keli, that's mutter to be, it's not muksa. Every kid is not muksa. Even the Klish Machlissa is not muksa, so it's a gufer mekayimut. So that's a loch of a tanu mekarayim. Aval ein sochen ois Hashem, but you can't smear it with oil. Before they used it the first time, you should smear it with oil to strengthen the pat. You're not allowed to do that to make it, it's not only to strengthen it, to make it smooth and to make it shiny. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yontif because that's tikkun kli. Vein toshen ois of a matlis. You can't wipe it down with a shmata also. It's to smooth it out. You know, I'll do that on Yom Tov Shabbos. You can't pour cold water on it to make it strong. But if it's the first time you're baking in it and you worry that the bread might burn, so there you're allowed to pour. Then not in the first time. If you're baking in it and you're afraid that's too hot and the bread might burn, then you could pour water on the oven in order to cool it down, hareza mutta, because there you're doing it, litzarech, the bread that you don't want to burn, and not litzarech, tikkun kli. Tanu Rabbanan, molgim es haroish ves haraglayim. The law is you let a shechta animal on Yom Tov. You shechta the animal, now you want to eat the head, but the head has hair on it, or the feet have hair on it, so you want to get it off. So molgim es haroish, molgim means you do it with boiling hot water, and that takes off the hair. So you're allowed to do that on Yontif, because it makes the royal achil now. Mogum is a rice with a raglayim, umahav maizbar, or you could burn off the hair. Aval ain't toif maizbar charosis, veloy ba'adam ala v'sid. But you can't use these different type of materials, these abrasive materials, to take off the hair, because that's a derech avdonim, Rashi says. That's the way you tan, you make leather. So it looks like you're making leather, therefore you shouldn't do it that way. You want to get the hair off, to be able to eat it, just do it either with hot water or with fire, but not with charosis, is like pieces of earthenware, or sand, or sid, is a different type of cement. You're not allowed to use these different type of earth that takes it off, because that looks like you're doing a derech avdonim. Sid is probably plaster, it's called in English. Then goes and you're not allowed to cut it either with a scissor, because that looks like I'm trying to save the hair, which is also on Shabbos Yom. You're not allowed to cut it for the hair. Another Allah. You're not allowed to cut a yarek that's tallish. You're not allowed to cut a yarek from the ground on Yom Tov, like we learned a few times in Masechta, either because only losh va'elech is muto, or because it's derech yom rabim, or because it could be done before Yom Tov. But even after the yarek is detached, you're not allowed to take off, let's say, its leaves with the specialized cutting scissor. Why? Because it looks like I'm cutting it from the ground that way also, and people think you cut it today. You're allowed to cook up different type of thorns that take a very long time to make it edible, and that you're allowed to do, even if it's a lot of terech, you're allowed to do on yontif. Umasikin va'oifin b'porni. You're allowed to use a porni, which is a very, very big oven. You're allowed to warm it up and bake in it, even though it's a big, big job. But since you need a lot, obviously need a lot of bread, that's why you're using this porni. Therefore, it's mutter, even though it's a big tercha. Same thing also, it's a very big water heater. You're allowed to cook up water there if you need the water. But you're not allowed to use a brand new porni, which is a huge oven, because it might break. It might break. That says in the Braisa. Now, the kasha is an obvious question, l'chaira. Didn't we have before that's a shaila if the pshat is tzarech lebatkan or tzarech lechasman? And actually, the Gemara came out that one man the Yama said, emachzigin reisa, because I hope pshat in tiles are because it's going to be mitzarefin, making it a kli. And here it says you shouldn't use the porni chadash, shem tefachas, maybe it's in a break. So why don't you make a raya from here? So the Meshitim West asks his kasha, and really, Tais is really even really bavarns. Tais the Mas Vayin Oifin says, Tais says as a kasha, I said before you could for baking his mutter. So he says that this porni is more susceptible to fall apart, and therefore it's worse than before. Here everyone agrees that there's a machzgin reisa that you're worried it might break. That's just to make it speak out clear to answer this kasha that it might break, and therefore here everyone agrees there's a chashash it might break. When you want to, you put something on a fire, and the derech is you want to blow the fire to make it bigger. You're not allowed to use a bellow. It's a specialized blowing tool that they use to make the fire bigger. You can take a straw and blow it, but that's not the normal way. You're not allowed to fix a shpud on Yom Tif. That Rashi speaks out is not like Rav Yehuda holds machshir or nevesh mutter. So you're not allowed to fix a shpud. And you're not allowed to, and we said before that every kale is seen for Rav Yehuda. A shpud is not something that you use a lot of times. It's like a spit that you only use usually one time. And you can't sharpen it. On Yom Tov, it's all these things that Issa Keli, and Rashi says the case is either it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, or it happened right before Yom Tov, and Divrei HaKoyel, you should have done it. That's Tupshatim and Rashi. Tara Bonin, Eim Fatsim Es HaKono, Litzlis Boi Meliach. You now let break a reed in order to roast your fish on it. Like we said yesterday, you have to put something under a fish that shouldn't burn. You now let break a kono for that. Aval, Mefatsim Es HaEgo Es HaMatlis. You let take a walnut and wrap it in a shmata, and take a hammer and bang it. You might rip the matlis. Not worried, maybe the matlis, the shmata, will get ripped. Why aren't you worried that? So Rashi says the reason is, because not kareya amnas litvar. Because the only chai by kareya amnas litvar is not kareya amnas litvar. Break the kiva eger, two questions. First of all, he says, kareya shleim amnas litvar is also the rabbanon at least, so why is that a reason why it's mutter? And the second question, the kriya is on the page, by the Gilin and Shas. And the second question, he says, I have a much better pshat. It's an einim chava. We pass like a pshim and dovashim is chava's mutter. I have a it's not a psikration, I'm sure we're going to rip. Therefore, I read the inside. Koshli, I'm a komakum osim and rabbanon. Vamayla koshav rashi kipshutoi, the kaim la krapshim. We pass like a pshim and dovashim is chava mutter. When psikration loy hava, do have a rak shashem and tikareya. Therefore, that's Rakhagas pshat. Rashi's pshat and Rakhagas pshat, what's pshat? You're allowed to do this, but either way, you're allowed to crack your nuts in a shmata.